living at all. It sucks, really. I mean, the chances that we had this along the season and even tonight, and went out there and just didn't get it done. Coach preached about finishing, and we didn't do that very well at all.
What happened to this football team after its great start?
We started losing. We only won two more games. But, I mean, coming out the gates, I mean, that's the best that you can start a season 6-0. And after that, somewhere along the way, we kind of lost that winning edge. Couldn't win four games out in the fourth quarter, getting behind too much early. It's just a combination of things. And the end result is we're going home.
In your mind, is this the team that started 6-0, or are you indeed an 8-8 team?
No, I think we're way better than 8-8. This team has so much talent and so much potential, man. I mean, we just didn't show that consistently enough. And in this game, you got to be consistent, or else you won't be playing come January.
We all look back to the bye week, 6-0. You had a week off, and you were never the same team again. Put your finger on what the biggest reason is why.
We just look back to the season and say we started good and finished bad. And next season we'll have to start fast and end good as well. And maybe we'll have a chance.
But the biggest change in your mind, the change this season around from the great start to a team that only won two of its last 10?
Can't really put a finger on it. I mean, we just didn't get it done. First couple of weeks we had what it took, and the last couple we didn't. And that's just it.
Jabbar, did you have in your mind coming into this game that guys like Eddie out and Brandon, that you were going to have to step your game up today?
Yeah, I was looking forward to going out there and having a big game. We had Brandon Lloyd and Stokely and Matt Willis, and it was just us four out there today. And we got together before the game yesterday. All week we've been saying we got to go out there and put it together. We got to carry the ship and just want to come out here and leave it all on the field.
And to have career highs in receptions and receiving yards, I mean, do you feel like you did leave it all out there on the field?
I left it all out there, but I mean, we didn't come out with the win. I mean, so that still feels bad, but I mean, I did what I could to try to help this team win today.
Jamar, how much did what happened this week affect the locker room, or did it with the benching?
That's just what happened with the team today. I mean, this week we're not going to look back on it and say that cost us this game. I mean, that happened, whatever. And we just had to come out here and play with the guys that we had, and that's what we did.
And how frustrating is it, though, to know that a few weeks ago you guys controlled your own destiny, basically, and then today you were relying on other teams and yourself, and it just didn't happen, and to have a 20-point difference in this game?
Yeah, it's real frustrating. We had chances all along this season. If we could have just won a game, we wouldn't be in here like this, and we didn't. We just kept losing. We only won two games after the first six, so... I mean, can look back to a couple games, had fourth quarter collapses or whatever, didn't pull it out, especially these last 3 weeks, 4 weeks now. And I mean, that's the way it is.
Can you compare this to years in past when you've been in on other teams, and just what kind of happened?
I can't really. This is my first time personally going through something like this, and I mean, hopefully it'll be the last. We can all learn from this. I mean, it's terrible now that we let this opportunity go for this season. And I mean, but the good thing about it, we know how this feels, and we'll know how to correct it come next season.
Jabbar, personally, you had the two touchdowns last week and had these career highs in this game. Do you feel like you can kind of carry this strong finish into next season?
I would love to. But it's, I mean, however the coaches use me, that's how I'm going to go out there and do. I'm going to just go do my job and try to make plays when the ball comes my way.
How do you think about
going
into next season? I mean,
easy. Once camp starts, I mean, we got to be here, and we just have to go past it. I mean, we can't linger on this. It's going to hurt. It's going to suck throughout the playoffs watching all these teams, knowing that, I mean, we should be in there. But, I mean, we don't deserve to be in there, though, because of the way we played. So we'll get over it. We'll look at it, look at the playoffs, see what happened, and then come back and fight strong next year.
Jabbar, I know you've answered this already, but just to repeat, starting 6-0 and then finishing the season 2-8, and just how do you feel about that? How does this locker room feel about that?
Don't feel very good about it at all. I mean, after the first six games, if you had told me we was going to finish 8-8, I mean, I would have bet anybody, whatever. So And that's something that you don't think about. We had a lot of momentum going and lost it all. And here, 8-8. So, I mean, we're gonna work hard this offseason, and we're gonna let this happen again.
Jabbar, thank you.
Thank you.